Well, here we go, the hottest month of the year. It is February. Well, happy February, everybody. Welcome to the Angler News SAKZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vinay Sugreem. Guys, it has been a week of heavy northeasterly winds. Now, we did have some dirty seas. We did have a fair amount of debris in the water. We even had areas where the water was really discolored. But despite all of these factors, we still got fish in KZN, which is absolutely fantastic to hear. Guys, it's not just the non-ed show anymore. We have got a mixed bag of fish. The offshore is exploding with the species that are out there. Rock and surf anglers, no matter where you are on the coast, except two areas, which we are going to talk about. That's why you're listening to the show. But rock and surf anglers are having an absolute treat out there. And freshwater anglers, no matter where they are in KZN, they are getting the species they are after. Now, we're going to get into all of it, as we usually do in the show. We're going to get into all of it in great detail. And it's going to get a lot better because, yes, we got some heavy northeasterly winds coming through this weekend. We've got seas going up to about 3 meters. But next week, we are going to have that westerly wind kicking off on Monday. But that story is for next week. This week, we are talking about everything that happened in KZN, all the fish that came out, where they have been coming out, and when you are heading out this weekend, these are the areas you are going to go and get that fish at. But before you do, guys, here is the Kingfisher. These are their stores. These are the guys that are responsible for bringing us the show. So before you get out there, no matter what species you are targeting, they have the tackle for it. So guys, here's a special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, like this advert just said, they have tackle for every facet of fishing. And you know what, KZN, right now, we have got every facet with bending rods and screaming reels. We are in the thick of summer, and the fish is our prime summer species that are on the bite right now. So let's get into this week's show. Guys, we are starting off, as always, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's really happy this week. He is no more in that groundhog day. He's out of it. He is excited to report about other species that are on the bite, apart from those non-edibles that he's been going on about over the last few weeks. So guys, without further ado, here is Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. So guys, the South Coast, purple patch, non-eds, it is the place to be. If you want a sandy, a grey, a hammer, a diamond, a small honey, a brown skate, anything that pulls that you can't eat, come to the South Coast, because that's all it's been, Vinesh. Oh my word, I can't believe it's been that way for so long now. It's insane. We've had so many days of east down on the lower coast and in KZN in particular that it's just been mud water, absolutely mud. Those few days where it has cleaned up in your smaller bay areas and your rocky areas, the guys have been getting some lemon bream. As we know, they like the brown water. Been getting a few bronzies here and there, particularly in Ramsgate. We've got Pete with a small cob off Margaret Pier. We've got a few stonies in between the mix as well, and a couple of rockards. So the non-eds are definitely still around, but the edible fish are slowly trying to get their way back, trying to put themselves on top of that list, that target species. But yeah, look, it's poor. Unfortunately, you know, I went down today to go and have a look at Yuvonga, Vinesh. You saw that video I posted. We couldn't even talk. The east was pumping so hard, and the water is just brown. And it doesn't look like it's going to change maybe until Monday, when the weather does turn a bit and the wind changes direction. But it's just been a non-ed showing. Now, Darvey, Mark, Pete, Arne, Jerome, Kalen, all with non-eds, from sandies, greys, hammers, makos. We've had tigers. It's been absolutely insane, Vinesh, down on the South Coast. So guys, if you're looking for that non-ed tug and you're puzzling for a bit of a bite up North Coast or in Durban Central, Come down South Coast. Go to all your deep water spots like Stabell, Orange Rocks, Margate Pier, Splash Rock. Go to all those famous spots that we all know, and I guarantee you, you're going to get that non-ed pull. It's just going to happen. Whether you land the fish or not, that's up to you. So tackle accordingly, guys, because there's been a lot of sandies lost, a lot of greys, a lot of hammers lost recently with guys not expecting that bite, and also guys just going undergunned. You know, 90-pound wire, 120-pound wire, you know, carbon-coated, you know, all the ghost wire, 7x7 strand, you know, a small little bite trace or an FMJ, definitely, guys, because we've had a few fish being lost because of the guys just being a bit undergunned. So if you want that non-ed pull, guys, it's happening on the South Coast. Now, I must say, bass fishing. It's something we always sort of touch on here and there down in the South Coast, but lately Yaku and Fritz have been hitting those bass dams on the lower coast, and they've been getting absolute tanks, gas bottle size bass. It's like this East has basically turned the non-eds on, and it's turned the bass on, Vinesh. I mean, it's been absolutely insane, and the bass have been big. And I'm not talking 1 kilo bass, I'm talking 3 kilo bass on average, so it's absolutely crazy. So yeah, if you guys are definitely getting a bit tired or your arms are feeling a bit sore from those non-ed pulls and you just can't get that scratching going at the moment for a bronzy, head to your local dams, because I can guarantee you're going to get a decent sized bass. Now, looking for the weather this weekend, Vinesh, Friday a northeast, Saturday a northeast, and Sunday, you've got winds from 20 k's power to 30 and 40 k's power with a heavy gust popping through on Friday. A swell of around 2 meters plus for most of the weekend, so the water is definitely going to be brown for the whole weekend. With the water temperature slightly dipping, I'm hoping it's going to get a bit cooler, but this east just keeps on blowing. It's not giving up until around Monday or Tuesday, where it does start changing. It looks like, however, that maybe if that change does come through Monday or Tuesday, we might start getting some edible fish biting again. We might start getting back to normal. But again, it's only Monday or Tuesday. So for this weekend, guys, non-eds, I guarantee you. Otherwise, guys, I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Take care, stay safe, and remember, the tug is the drug.
Thank you, Adam. I love it. The tug is the drug. Perfectly said, my friend. I couldn't agree anymore. Now, about that non-eds, I cannot see any issues about that. It is that time of the year. This is that time where we want those big sandies, those makos, those grays, those honeycombs, diamonds. And that is exactly what's coming out down the South Coast. So, Adam, from my point of view, that is really no problem at all. Now, you were talking about that bass. And guys, if you want to see all these images, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. Whatever Adam has been talking about here, he's been sending me those catches, and as always, find it on our YouTube channel, Angler News. But speaking about that bass, there are certain areas in KZN where the guys really did struggle. I mean, Yanni's going to tell us a bit about that later on in the show as we get into our freshwater news. But down the South Coast, when I saw these images, I was telling Adam, you know what, you got to take me to one of those dams. Next time I'm down on the South Coast, I am definitely going bass fishing. So that seems to be the case down the South Coast. Moving down to Scottsboro, Pennington, and Rocky Bay, well, unfortunately, it's the same as what's been going on at Warner Beach. Now, what's going on at Warner Beach? Well, Gary is not the happiest chaps this week, and this is why.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from Ilova along this Kingsway stretch. Yeah, it hasn't been too good, eh? But what I've been hearing is just a small fish here and there. Easterly still to blow for a few days still. Not very nice conditions. Lots of debris up along the beach too, like stumps and trees. Quite strange, actually. Yeah, we had 231 mils last month, quite a bit of rain for January. But it's not the best time of the year along here, I'm afraid. So fishing in the river and that type of thing, with these unsettled seas and funny weather patterns, you know. Yeah, so other than that, the hunker down and maybe conditions will settle and go for a quick throw. Yeah, that's all I've got to say for this week, unfortunately. Sightlines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Another good, honest report out of Warner Beach. Guys, that's what I was saying. There are just two areas that there aren't much reports coming out of, and that was that Scottsboro stretch and the Illovo stretch. And you know what? It's an honest report. We're not going to lie to you and tell you there's fish out there. When you get out there, you're going to see all this debris and no anglers on the beach with the water being chocolate and high. So unfortunately, it is what it is, but that wind will change and we will have better days out there. Now, speaking about better days, Durban, the purple patch continues, and Mike V and Brad Krobler are going to be telling us all about it, all the action that has been going on this past week, especially from those anglers that have found those clear pockets.
How's it, guys? Hope you guys are all well. Yes, on the fishing front, there has been quite a bit of bite on the beaches, eh? With the northeasterly that started blowing, the guys are getting some diamonds, some greys, some sandies, one or two honeys around, from as far north as you can think, right down to far south. There has been bite all over. Did take a bit to start because it had to push some of the weedage off the floor and get a little bit of the dirty water out of the way, but yes, it has started up. It's going very nice at the moment. I've heard of quite a few greys, quite a few sandies, quite a few diamonds. So yeah, there is bite. On the edible side, there has been quite a few cob caught. There are grunter stumpies all being caught. Some rocket shad getting caught. Yeah, as the water's clear, the fish have started trying. So on the rock and surf side, guys, go and get stuck in and yeah, enjoy it. Paddle skis and ski boats. Snook and more snook from what I'm hearing. The guys are getting some kuta, tunny in the mix as well there, albacore, amberjacks, all those sort of things, trying on the bottom with a couple rock cod slingers, all that mix. So yeah, the paddle skiers and the ski boats are having an absolute jawl at the moment. There's fish to be caught. They are traveling a bit, but there are fish to be caught. So there we go. That's a good way to go. In the bay, the guys have started catching the grunter, the cob, the snapper salmon. There's kingies, there's springer. So yeah, the bay cleaned up and it started firing again. I'm not sure if it's maybe washed some of the prawns out of the canals, but yeah, it is firing very nicely. No giant grunters yet, but all good sized grunters. So yeah, guys, tight lines, go wild and go get some fish. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here at Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing of this last week. Well, the sea still has not cleaned up properly out in the deep. There's a couple of Dorado out in the real, real deep on the cleanish water. The bottom fishing has been all right. Not fireworks, but yeah, there has been some decent bottom fish out there. Yeah, guys, that's all I can say is yeah, we just have to wait for the sea to get up nice and clean and everything to get ready again. Then we'll start the season properly again.
Oh, once again, just like the last few weeks, I cannot think of a species that was not listed out of these two reports. Guys, it is absolutely fantastic out of Durban. We do not need to travel far and we do not need to stress about the water conditions down at Warner's Scottsboro, because the fish are here. It's in Durban. And now, speaking about fish in Durban, guys, huge applause, huge shout out to Mike V. He has landed a massive sandy. It just came out last night. Well, time of this recording is on the 1st of February. He landed it on the 31st of January. What a way to kick off the year. Our reporters, guys, you want to see this? Find it on the Kingfisher Facebook page. Find it on my pages. Find it on all the social pages. It's definitely circling around. That is certainly a sand shark to see. And yeah, well done to Mike. And you know what? That was caught right here outside of Shaka. So yeah, the fish are here. Now, let's move on up to the North Coast where we are with Jesse, who's also talking about sand sharks. In fact, a huge amount of them that's been on the bite, as well as a few other species that are hugging the rocks. As here is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Salt Rock, and Bolito.
Hello, guys. We've had a really good week of fishing so far, and we're only halfway through. I think the main concentration of fish on our north coast have been on all of the rocky points. The guys are fishing quite a bit everywhere from call it Tugela down to La Mercy, and a lot of people are catching sandy. Every rocky point that you can find along that stretch, put a bait out, put a macro out or shad head or something, and you've got a very good chance of catching a sandy. I've seen probably in excess of 20 sandies this week alone that the guys have caught. So there are quite a few around. If we take a look at the sea conditions, they are getting a lot better. I mean, I was fishing last week. I just went down and did a little bit of spinning, caught a couple of kingies, salad fish, or the needle scale queenfish. A lot of kingies and smaller species around at the moment for the ultralight guys. Mostly all of your rocky areas are producing fish. I'd say Sheffield is somewhere where I'd concentrate, and the guys have been catching fish in the turbulent water. Even though it's been rough, it's been a little bit off colour. On the high tide, a lot of water is moving through those channels and the gullies, but the guys are still catching quite a few fish. That's on spinning tackle. I'd definitely say sandies and kingies on ultralight is the flavour of the week. And then I did see, which is quite strange, a couple of bronze bream come out, which have been quite quiet so far in the last, call it, month or two. And all of your smaller species around, a little bit of blacktail and carantine and all of that. But in the very turbulent seas, the one thing that I have to highlight is the guys are casting right at the rocks. If you're 1 meter off in those turbulent waters, a lot of the fish don't want to come too far out and get into that really rough water. A lot of the edibles are sitting right tight to the rocks for a little bit of protection. A little bit of your deeper rock pools without the heavy rips coming through them seems to be what it is. As far as the guys on the boats and the skis, I've seen some snook coming out, a couple of coots coming out, and that is probably about it. Other than that, not a heck of a lot.
Thank you, Jesse. Buddy, I think that's a fair amount of fish. Yes, I know the sand sharks are the flavor of the week, but there were a couple other species that you mentioned, and I don't think that's bad fishing out there. But you know what? More than anything else, what we love you for is that knowledge you give us and those tips. And yeah, looks like we do not have to throw far at all. Like Jesse was saying, that edible fish are right by the rocks, like a meter away. So, you know what, just an underarm cast. With that light tackle, we are going to be having a blast out there. Now, staying in the North Coast, guys, Martin has sent through some footage of what the water conditions are like around the Tongaat, Balito areas. And yeah, if you want to see what that water conditions are like before you head out, well, once again, check out our YouTube channel. Now, moving slightly further up into Zinkwazi, well, Suvika has reported, once again, a fair amount of sand sharks coming out, the odd cob in between as well. And if you want to know what's happening at Mtanzini Banks, well, we have Nick, and this is Nick's report of what's been going on over this past week.
Oh, hi, Vanessa. Yeah, the guys have been trying to go out. You know, we still got logs and rubbish in the water, but they have been managing to catch scooter, which is very nice, 20-odd kgs. So they are getting bigger now. Somebody on the way back in this morning got a 18-kg scooter that's out back line. Beach fishing, been very quiet Monday, Tuesday. Not sure what happened this morning. I haven't seen any of the guys. But looking where they were fishing this morning, I think they're going to carry on with their duck. They were fishing on what I call too much of a straight bit of the beach. I know it's a sand beach and there's not meant to be structure, but if you actually look and you try and fish in a little hole or a little sort of bay type thing, you know, where there's water, a lot of water washing off a bank to the one side of you, fish in that puddle there. That's where I believe the fish to be, because there's more activity in the water. Whereas fishing in sort of clearer water, there's not a lot of sand being turned up. There's not a lot of food being displaced. Those are my theories. The river is settling down. Guys are starting to catch fish. A lot of little breams and crabs. Tight lines, everybody.
Thank you, Nick. I'm glad to hear that Kuta is on the bite and that they are growing some lovely sizes, 20 kilos plus. And although there's not much fishing happening on the beach, thank you for that advice on letting us know which stretch of your beach we should be fishing. So some great news coming out of there, some positive news for the future coming out of Mtanzini Banks. Now to round off our saltwater report, Richards Bay and St. Lucia, including Cape Vital. Guys, it is that non-edge show again. Yes, there's sand sharks. Yes, There are some diamonds. There are a couple other sharks in between. So it's mainly a non-ed show out there. I've been virtually getting zero reports of any edibles coming out. But if you are looking for that edibles, well, what you want to do is go out with a boat. And if you do not have a boat, go and book a charter, because the ski boat fishing is on fire at the moment. And the flavor of the week in those waters has been tuna, boys. There's been a lot of tuna. Of course, the sardas, the bonnies are on the bite with them. But yeah, the charter boats are coming through with tuna. So that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Now moving on to the freshwater, where we've had a lot of rainfall, but we've also had a lot of rods bending on virtually all facets. Except for the bass. Now, don't get me wrong, the guys did get some bass, but they had to struggle. And Jan is going to tell us all about it, but more so, he's going to be talking about that trout and yellowfish action that's going on at the moment.
Hey there, guys. So, the spell of dry weather continues with the run of the sun, and as indicated last week, this bode well for the rivers upstream, with the high beach becoming a little bit more user-friendly, and even releasing a few fish to the happy anglers that made the pilgrimage up the mountain. It was also a bit of a case of hit and miss, however, with some reports showing that outings had to be abandoned in favor of still water when rivers came down as a result of a storm passing over. There was a report from the Moy River area this past weekend of some 100 millimeters falling in the space of 20 minutes, which resulted in some localized flooding. Thankfully, it was quite lower down, though, and didn't affect the upper reaches. Rainfall figures have since then reported anything from single figures to about the mid-20s, so best to try and get an idea of the weather in your preferred fishing area before heading out. Returns were received from the Natal Fly Fishers Club for both the Moy and the Bushman's Rivers. Both reports mentioned high and coloured waters, but still good numbers of fish came out, albeit in the lower end of the tape measure in size. As seems to be the case with high water, bigger fish tend to quote-unquote disappear, most probably hugging the bottom or lurking beneath protected undercuts. Smaller fish, perhaps due to limited parking spaces available, are more easily found, dragging your flies about the bottom when you can get the flies down to them. The brown trout that made it to the nets were reported in the 3 to 5 inch, that is 7.5 to 12.5 centimeters, and 7 to 9 inch, that is 18 to 23 centimeter ranges from the Bushman's River. Slightly better fish came to the net on the Moy, with fish falling into the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, and 11 to 13 inch, or 28 to 33 centimeter brackets. Water conditions notwithstanding, it sounds like some fun was had, however. The rains have had a positive effect on water temperatures, with one report mentioning 13 degrees to start and 16 degrees later on in the day. Still good fishing temps. February is generally considered to be start of the prime river season, as the rivers start to tap off, so guys, watch this space. A handful of returns from the NFFC Stillwater Anglers also showed up some fish. One of the returns had a 50-50 split in the number of rainbow trout, in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, and 11 to 13 inch, or 28 to 33 centimeter brackets. Other returns noted fish predominantly in the 11 to 13 inch, 28 to 33 centimeter range, with a single fish reported in the 19 to 21 inch, or 48 to 53 centimeter brackets. This coming from the angler that got pushed off the river by the weather gods, and definitely a case of all's well that ends well. No mention of water temperatures, but previous reports had temperatures of 20 degrees and over. Once again, a request for anglers to be aware of water temperatures, especially if practicing catch and release, and get yourselves a thermometer. Last weekend's Bass Warehouse Triple T KZN event held on Albert Falls had most anglers scratching. Only some 117 fish caught by 29 teams or 58 anglers, which averages out to 2 fish per angler across the board. Of course, the top 10 teams all weighed in their 5 fish, and the top 10 individual anglers getting 4 to 5 fish each, which no doubt meant that there were a couple of blanks. Best bag came in at 9.23 kilos from Team Bass Warehouse, with the best single fish going to David Watson and pulling the scales in at 2.83 kilos. Kudos to all the anglers getting out there and getting it done. The so-called flat spot in the Albert Falls bass fishing mentioned in last week's report, however, still appears to be on the go. Plenty of reasons are being thrown around in the socials, from low pressure combined with hot temperatures and northerly winds, which resulting in lockjaw everywhere. Other theories relate to when Albert Falls filled for the first time a couple of years back. It is suspected that this had an effect on the bass, changing fish habitat and habits. Spawn apparently came to an end some 3 months ago, but fish coming out are skinnier now than post-spawn, and yet they are supposed to be fattening up for winter. Water temperature is also reported to be at least 4 to 6 degrees warmer on the whole. Temps reported to be sitting at 29 to 30 degrees at present, while records indicate temps of 24 to 26 for this time of year, usually. Mid-Mar is reported still to be fishing well, with good numbers of fish in the 2 to 4 kilograms bracket coming out to hand, and also plenty of carp being caught. The good run of weather has had Sterkfontein Dam on fire this past week, reports guide Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing. Some excellent sight fishing, casting dry flies to cruising fish in this world-class water. February through March are said to be some of the best time, and still, so time to look north and head on north if a gold bar is on your wish list. Tight lines, guys, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
The best in tackle and advice. That's what you give us, Jan. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Some great advice on, you know, fishing for that bass when they are in such trying conditions. Great theories, great knowledge of why they could not be feeding at this time of the year, as well as, you know what, telling us about those gold bars. Yeah, that's exactly what's on my wish list. It looks like Sterkfontein, this window is getting a bit smaller. We are already in February, and that is definitely an area to head out to. As for the trout action, well, it's on fire. So thank you so much for the updates and the sizes that's been coming out, Jan. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been a week of a variety of species. We have been loving it, irrespective of those challenging conditions. But you know what? These are those times to really test our angling abilities that, you know, makes us not just be fishermen, but anglers. Can we get that fish when the conditions are so challenging? We do know there's a lot of fish out there. Guys, the sand sharks are in full swing. Like the guys were saying, go and stand on any rock with a deep point and put a bait out. We will get them. However, this weekend, we are in for some big seas, some real gusting winds. But that will change on Monday. We are going to be getting into that westerly wind. The water's going to clear out and the fish are going to be on the bite. So sharpen those hooks, guys. The fish are coming. But when you are out there, as always, keep that fishing area tidy. Respect your bag limits and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.